This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about psychopathy and sociopathy as well. In fact, what really is the difference? I do have a story about that. When we get a chance, we can talk about it. But ultimately, these are people who they have a lack of empathy towards their fellow man and woman and other folks and maybe even animals. How do you identify them? And what is their MO? How do they operate? Well, that's what we were about to get into, and we're going to continue that here in moments. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jimmy in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
Cody, no conspiracy theories, stone left unturned. I'm wondering if you can even off the top of your head name three people that Hillary Clinton has had murdered.
Oops, sorry, Cody. Try that one more time. My bad.
I don't have a computer in front of me. I could look it up. I've seen stories, though.
Drop out on the internet about Hillary Clinton.
I can name one. Vince Foster is one of the ones I remember when I was a kid. I remember hearing that name.
I know. I stopped listening.
Yeah, but there's been stories recently where people have released information about her or whatever, and all of a sudden they end up in a car accident.
Ian Bernard, I never fancied you for a conspiracy theorist until I once heard you.
Why is that such a dirty word, James? Is it so crazy to imagine that people in power would conspire? They would make plans so they can get more power? I mean, this is related to what we're talking about, sociopaths. No, why don't you shut up for once in your life?
What's this show called?
Is it so crazy to believe? You've had plenty of time to talk, James, okay? I can tell you to shut up once. Listen, what I'm telling you, this is related to what we're talking about. Is it so crazy to believe that sociopaths would get together and conspire in secret because they have power addiction? Just like some people get addicted to alcohol, I think you know a little bit about that. Some people, sociopaths, get addicted to power. Is it so crazy to believe that they would break the rules and do really immoral stuff and not feel bad about it in secret so they could get more power?
I get your question, Cody. May I have as much time to speak? Because talk about a non sequitur. You're talking about sociopaths, and then you immediately label Hillary Clinton as one and then convict her as having murdered a bunch of people like Ian Bernard again. I was trying to say, I never fancied you for a conspiracy theorist and believing that Vince Foster was murdered by the Clintons.
I've never actually looked into it.
I know all about
Jimmy.
It. It's not true, Ian.
But it's not unbelievable that, I'm putting it back on hold, it's not unbelievable that Hillary Clinton would be willing to have people murdered in order to protect her political power. I mean, somebody who is as much of a political operative as that woman is, you know, she'll do anything to get her hands on power. And does that mean you're voting for her, Jimmy?
Yeah, I have a lot to say in response to the utterly retarded things you just said. Sociopaths exist. That does not make Hillary Clinton one, and therefore
you're almost a guaranteed sociopath if you're a federal government politician.
You are a creature that lies despicable. But I called in to talk about the other lies that America's or Keith Seagus loser accused me of being. How you doing, Johnson? I'm so happy for you that you lost.
I'm going to accuse you of being a psychopath, too. I think only a psychopath would, like, repeatedly...
I didn't say you accused me of that.
While driving drunk, putting people's lives at risk all the time, you know, while driving drunk and not really caring about the you know, other people and, you know, what the outcome of doing such things might be, you know, being completely addicted to repeatedly calling talk radio shows to just put negativity out there constantly.
He may be a masochist. I mean, he calls into a show.
He could be a subclinical psychopath.
Could be. Jimmy, go ahead.
He doesn't have any rocks off, but it's funny you're blaming me for calling the 800, the number you give out to talk on Free Talk Live, making fun of your callers for calling your show. You don't do that to anybody else. But Johnson,
No, we made fun of Ricky earlier.
I mean, dude, it's plenty of people, actually.
You're not the only person we make fun of.
Johnson, you just spread a lie about me having repeated DUIs. Leave aside that I was the only person one time when Ellen was still on the show that called in to scoff at Ian Bernard saying that drinking and driving is a victimless crime. And that's a fact, and I could prove it. He did an entire episode on it. And only
drinking and driving is a victimless crime.
I didn't say you had victims. Nope. I said that you don't care about the risks that you're putting to other people.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
That's what I accused you of, is not caring about the risks, which is a trait of a subclinical psychopath.
That's
what we're talking about.
Just the act of drinking and driving is not a crime that has a victim.
Right.
You can drink and drive home safely. If you drive slow enough, you're not a danger to anybody on the road. So,
well, that's not necessarily true, but...
Okay, true. You can be a danger if you're on the interstate and you're driving really slowly. But
yeah, you can be a danger on roads, you crash into things, not go through a light, ignore traffic signals, because you're too drunk to.
Sure, but if you're going 5 miles an hour, you're not going to be much of a danger to anybody. I mean, one of the reasons why I think that if you actually legalized drunk driving and you only actually went after people who were a danger to others, like weaving crazily, right, going into oncoming traffic, blowing through intersections, that kind of thing. If you actually were to go after people who are a danger to others, then that would make more sense than just busting somebody because they've violated some arbitrary blood alcohol content limit. Oh, you've got more than a 0.08. You must be a danger to others. No, not necessarily. And by the way, that number has come down over the years. I think they started at, what was it, 0.16 or something like that? It was 0.14 or 0.16 in some states, and then Mothers Against Drunk Driving lobbied hard to bring that down, and they're lobbying to bring it down even further to like 0.06
It's already lower than it should be.
Right.
I mean, so yeah, it's like the old thing, whenever you get pulled over and an officer asks you if you've been drinking, you always say two drinks, right?
I wouldn't say anything.
It seems,
it's a bad idea to talk to the police.
Not you specifically, but a lot of people, they'll say two drinks. Mm-hmm. But for me, two drinks is barely a buzz.
Well, you've got one beer right there. Does that count? I mean, you've got a humongous, how many ounces?
40 ounce.
You've got a 40 ounce. Is that one drink? It is in one bottle.
It is a drink. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that could be one of anything. You know, it could be one Mike's Hard Lemonade. It could be one whiskey and Coke.
Exactly.
It makes no sense. But the thing is, too, it's like people have different tolerance levels.
Right.
Some people are really good at being drunk. Yeah. Some people aren't. Some people are already bad drivers, and they're just going to suck anyways. So the number is arbitrary, and it really should just be based on how well you're driving.
I don't actually think that Jimmy is a subclinical psychopath. He's probably a sociopath. I would not say that he's a subclinical psychopath. Psychopaths tend to be successful. So, I don't think
do they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
They don't have. There's not
CEOs and like.
Right. But there's not like bums who are psychopaths out there. There probably are.
Maybe
you're right though that they tend to be successful because of what you were talking. What we're about to get into here, which
rewards
is
because they get reward from doing certain things and don't really feel empathy and whatnot, so they're trying to move up and get those rewards.
And they're willing to do what it takes.
Right.
So what you were about to get into at the end of the last hour was kind of how these psychopaths, and the other word was subclinical psychopaths, how these people operate. Can you recap those 3 points?
Sure. So I'm going to do the paragraph. I'm going to read the paragraph that describes it. So first, they assess the value of individuals to their needs and identify their psychological strengths and weaknesses. Second, they manipulate the individuals, now potential victims.
Who has something that they can take advantage of? Who is it that has a thing or opportunity or whatever that they can step in to manipulate that person?
They feed them carefully crafted messages while constantly using feedback from them to build and maintain control. Not only is this an effective approach to take with most people, it allows the psychopaths to talk their way around and out of any difficulty quickly and effectively if confronted or challenged. Third, they leave the drained and bewildered victims when they are bored or otherwise through with them. If they invade your personal life, they turn on that artificial empathy and charm. They listen to hear what you think of yourself and reinforce that. The message, I like who you are. They pretend to share similar qualities. Message, I am just like you. It's not that much different at the office. They get to know everyone and use that fake empathy to make a good first impression and quickly figure out who has the power.
We'll continue here in moments with more about psychopaths, assessing them, figuring out who they are, how to deal with them. That's coming up, I believe, on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE if you want to share your experiences. And maybe you've been diagnosed as a psychopath. What's life like when you know it?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us. here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show and join us here at LRN.FM. That's our Skype username, LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
We're talking about psychopaths. We're going to get deeper into that here in moments. I also want to let you know about healthcare in the United States. As you already know, it's all messed up. In fact, HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. It'd be great if we actually had a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. And sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, and also a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We've been discussing sociopathy, psychopathy. You know, what are these people? How do you identify them? How do they operate? And that's what Johnson was getting into, and you know, how it is like in the workplace. They'll come in, they'll assess the weaknesses, the vulnerabilities of the people that they're around. They'll target them and manipulate them. They'll say like nice things to them. They'll say whatever it is they need to say to sort of ingratiate themselves with that person. And then ultimately use them for whatever purpose they need to use them, and then abandon them. And that's what you were telling us about, Johnson.
Yep.
So let's continue.
So we were saying, I think this is the last thing is, you know, it's not much different at the office. They get to know everyone, use that fake evidence to make a good first impression, and quickly figure out who has the power. Once they join the company, psychopaths try to meet as many people in the company as they can, spreading positive first impressions and collecting as much information as possible. While meeting and greeting.
It's exactly what a politician does.
While meeting and greeting organization members, they study their coworkers' organizational roles, almost instinctively assessing their short- and long-range utility or value. A person's value is based on where he or she fits into the organizational hierarchy, sometimes referred to as position power, technical abilities, expert power, access to information, knowledge power, and whether he or she controls staff, money, or other assets, resource power. Turns out it's quite easy for them. Their thrill-seeking nature is mistaken for prized employee qualities like the high energy and being action-oriented. And their lack of feelings? Oh, in the business world, we call that the ability to make tough decisions. Or someone who is cool under fire. You know, the stuff leaders are made of. And then they go to work making sure that they look good, their rivals look bad, and that all the evidence is well hidden. Another quote from Snakes and Suits. Specifically, their game plan involved manipulating communication networks to enhance their own reputation, to disparage others, and to create conflicts and rivalries among organization members, thereby keeping them from sharing information that might uncover the deceit. They also spread...
So this is like the kind of person who will, you know, single out an individual and say, such and such doesn't like you, and then go over and say the same thing to the other person and kind of pit people against
one
another.
As long as they're going to get something out of it somehow, if they need something. So they also spread disinformation in the interest of protecting their scam and furthering their own careers. Being exceedingly clever and secretive, they were able to cloak their association with the disinformation, leading others to believe that they were innocent of the manipulation. If they've invaded your personal life, they use that bonding to start getting what they want from you. In the workplace, they quickly distinguish between pawns and patrons. Pawns are the coworkers and subordinates that they manipulate like chess pieces. Patrons are upper management who they get close to for helping them climb the corporate ladder. Maybe someone does catch on to their schemes, but did the whistleblower spend time making sure upper management likes and trusts them? Because the psychopath did. Guess who senior management trusts?
So they'll pick the psychopath over the other person who might be telling the truth.
Right. We believe that a breakdown begins to occur when the psychopath's web of deceit and manipulation becomes unwieldy, and too many people have had glimpses to their dark side. Eventually, someone tries to do something about it. A former pawn might challenge or confront the individual, and perhaps even try to bring the situation to the attention of the higher-ups. Unfortunately, by this time, the psychopath is well-positioned through the influence networks and already established with others in the power hierarchy. The tables are turned because the credibility of the complaining employee has already been managed and undermined. Now,
why, he would never do anything like that.
Yeah.
The psychopath.
Yeah, so the article says here, now's the time to stop reading. As Yoda said, if you end your training now, if you choose the quick and easy path, as Vader did, you will become an agent of evil. So if psychopaths are so good at covering their tracks, how do we spot them?
All right.
How do we identify a psychopath? Now, don't go falling into the trap of playing amateur psychoanalyst, calling everyone who has ever been mean to you a psychopath. But that said, this is an area where the research says you actually might be able to trust your gut. Studies show psychopaths who really do make people feel queasy. Why? The researchers suspect it might be an evolutionary response to an intraspecies predator. In a recent study, researchers...
So sort of the old hair going up on the back of your neck kind of thing.
Yep. In a recent study, researchers J. Reed Malloy and M.J. Malloy studied the reactions of mental health and criminal justice professionals concerning their physical reactions while interviewing psychopathic offenders or patients. The reactions were varied and included sensations and feelings that were gastrointestinal, queasy stomach.
Did they know, though? Did they know they were interviewing a psychopath?
I don't know. This says muscular, shaky feeling, weakness, cardiovascular, pounding heart, pulmonary, shortness of breath. The author suggested that their findings could be interpreted as suggestive evidence of a primitive, autonomic, and fearful response to a predator. They described the psychopath as an interspecies predator. Sad part is that psychopaths have a spidey sense, too. Research shows that they actually...
They can sense a victim?
They can tell when people are vulnerable targets just by looking at them.
Wow.
Beyond that...
That's fascinating.
Beyond that, be skeptical of people who aggressively turn on the charm. If someone is going out of their way to flatter you, ask yourself, why? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is one thing. I spot these, you know, I tend to have a really, really good sense for these people, like finding these people out, and I spot them very, very early on. And there have been a couple people who have come around who, like, I kind of spotted early on, mm-hmm. like, this person is off, and spotted them, like, well before other people. Like, mm-hmm. I have a very good sense for spotting these ones.
I can think of a few people that come to mind for me as well.
Yep.
And I did not spot them until it was too late, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You live and learn, though.
Yeah.
Well, you're an empath, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like an opposite of...
Yeah, you know, I feel like...
You're one of those people that they go... victim.
Yep,
that's what I was going to say. You know,
victim.
I'm the type of person where they see me, they go, oh, here's a guy who feels too much. Here's a guy who's overwhelmed by anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to figure him out real quick and figure out his weaknesses and his fears. And, yeah, it's some scary stuff, but they'll do it.
Yeah. It says, and you know that old saying about not trusting people who are nice to you but mean to waiters at a restaurant? Turns out it's true. Psychopaths and narcissists are extremely status conscious with a strong tendency to kiss up and kick down.
I think that's just a good test for anybody, whether they're a psychopath or not. But, you know, if you're out to dinner with somebody and they're unnecessarily mean to the help at the dinner table, the waitress or whoever, that's usually a bad sign. Probably not somebody you should be dating.
Yep. So pretty soon here we're going to be getting into how to deal with these.
Okay, excellent. We're going to apply what we've learned so far here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. ProBimune, a new uniquely developed probiotic is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, believes the greatest threat to Bitcoin comes from the inside. There are those in the Bitcoin community who do not want to see Bitcoin grow, and they are holding back the increase of the block size. Now, that's kind of a technical aspect of Bitcoin, but basically it has a major effect on whether or not Bitcoin will be able to scale up according to new consumer demand in the future. And so people like Roger and those who agree with the increased block size, and I'm one of them, have supported the brand new Bitcoin client that just came out not too long ago called Bitcoin Unlimited. I think it's been around for about a year, but it's really been spiking up in popularity recently when ViaBTC, which is the fifth largest miner of Bitcoins in the world, switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. And after that happened, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. 5%. Some people say that is not a coincidence, and also Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. If you want to learn more, go to bitcoinunlimited.info. You can learn more about the software there, and you can download it like I did. It's running right now on the LRN.FM studio computer, bitcoinunlimited.info. As we continue here, we're talking about psychopaths and how to identify them, how they operate. And then coming up, Johnson will be telling us about how to deal with them. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We go to TJ the Spy. TJ, you're on via Skype. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Denver, Colorado, my good friend.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Well, it's always good to be on the air with you. And you know what makes people happy? Jimmy John's sandwiches, which is where Johnson saw that sign, because that's a Dave Barry quote, and that's
which
one of the
sign?
Little
what
things
quote?
If you look
at it.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Any person who is nice to you but not nice to the waiter is not a nice person.
Interesting.
That is quoting the libertarian. He's a libertarian, by the way. Dave Barry. Dave Barry, yeah. Yep.
No, it's good. It's good advice. I mean, that's a great way to observe a potential date is to see how they handle a waiter. Just to, you know, are they looking down their nose at this person? Do they think they're better than them because, you know, they're being served by them, that they're a waiter, they're somehow beneath them, and do they treat them that way?
Well, that could be narcissistic personality disorder.
Whatever the disorder is, you don't want to be with somebody who's treating the help, if you will, poorly.
Yeah, narcissism's another whole subject of incurable mental illness
unless,
right
of course,
there.
You yourself are a psychopath and you want somebody who's going to be working their way up in the world.
Psychopathic love.
I mean, here's a good example. What, you know, somebody might want would be completely irrelevant to me if I were a sociopath. The correct term I like to use is antisocial personality disorder.
ASPD,
These people they're just wired a little bit differently. So a good example would be like Cody. A sociopath would not care one bit what effect alcohol or other drugs might have on Cody. They would just say, if I need something from Cody, be it money or sex or something, if I can give him alcohol, even if it's detrimental to his health or to his state of affairs, I'll just give it to him because that's how I get what I want. Sociopaths really have no concept of the individual. So it's one thing to hurt an individual and I made a mistake, I feel bad about it. Sociopaths have none of that. The idea that they made a mistake and it hurt somebody, that is not in their vocabulary at all. So they can't feel regret, they can't feel guilt, which is very handy if you want to hurt somebody, because, you know, if you hurt somebody, normal people like us are supposed to feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like just that's how normal people feel. If you mess up and you hurt someone, even if it's not intentional, we're supposed to feel guilty. Now, sociopaths can pretend to feel guilty. They can say they're sorry, but none of them actually do the things to show they're sorry. So, for example, a good example, you steal, you get caught, you've been arrested, you've done your time. Generally, when a person makes, you know, like if they have, 10 years go by and they make no effort to pay the victim back, that would be indicative of antisocial personality disorder. The idea that they had any responsibility for their action is just not, it's a very adult concept to have. And not everybody who doesn't pay their, I'm not saying everybody who does that is a sociopath. It's just one indicator. It's the kind of thing sociopaths do. And they can appear completely normal. You could be one. In fact, James's sister accused you of being a sociopath. And I said, Lindell, a sociopath wouldn't bail James out of jail when he was in dire straits. A sociopath would just say, okay, James, I'll see you later. So he has always been there. Like when the fire is coming down and their bullets are coming at you, so to speak, when you really need a friend to count on, Ian's always been there. So that's not what a sociopath would do. So I'd have to strongly disagree with your assessment there. But what she really meant was, I just don't like him. That was what she was saying.
Right. So. Well, I mean, you and I, his family, you're talking about your fiancé, James, who you both were former co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, and hopefully will be again someday. The family doesn't like you because they found out James is gay, and you're his first, you know, gay boyfriend that they've known about, so they don't like you.
It's always awkward conversation, and I mean, it's because, you know, his whole family is lovable, but they're all mentally ill in different ways. So,
and they don't like me because, you know, everybody blames Ian Freeman for why people move to New Hampshire, or why some of them do. So I'm sure they would have preferred James to have stayed in Georgia with them, but instead he moved here to be around liberty-minded folks. And so I get the blame for that because I'm one of the more visible characters.
The only thing I'm going to blame you for is using your name in the third person. That's such a pet peeve for me.
Fair enough. TJ, by the way, are you connected on like a Wi-Fi connection, or are you just like on a
I am connected on a cellular connection on Skype because you said the voice quality. I'm sorry if the packets are dropping
yeah,
out
we're
here.
Losing,
I'll
we're losing
better.
Some, we're losing
it's
some
just
packets.
Making you sound a little drunk. That's
it slows you down. It's actually slowing your voice down sometimes. It's just a little bit strange. Anyway, any other thoughts you want to share on this
I was actually wondering, TJ, have you actually, like, in person identified a sociopath, like, in your life, like a friend, coworker,
Oh, yes, I've dated quite a few. And given quite a few cars to them, too, because they play their heartstrings. They can go, oh, look at me, woe is my life. And they're like, oh, gosh darn it, here you poor little thing, and you want to fix them. But then you realize at some point they're just using you because they keep recreating the same problems.
Mm.
So it's a very specific mental disorder. But, you know, for example, Renee is not a sociopath because Renee has never wanted to – she's never, like, wanted to hurt somebody physically who didn't anger her. Mm. Like, she just doesn't go down the street and say, huh, you know, that person didn't do a thing wrong to me. I'm just going to kill them with an ice pick because I want to for laughs and giggles. You know, so some people may have very strong tempers, but they'll say, look, I'm very sensitive about this thing. Please don't do it to me.
Renee's also super caring towards animals. Like, she'll swerve her own car off the road and kill herself in order to save a squirrel. You know, that kind of thing. So I would guess that a sociopath or a psychopath is generally someone who's completely callous towards animals.
Well, it's like I said, imagine going through life without feeling the emotions of guilt, shame, or anxiety. Mm. Imagine, for most of us, that would be such a load off our back if we could experience life that way. You know, so imagine just...
No wonder they're so successful.
It must feel like life is just a game for you, and
you're the psychopath.
Right, if you're a psychopath or a sociopath... Life must just be a game, and nothing really matters, because who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm just going to have fun and make myself feel good.
Well, Cody, I just wanted to let you know, I wanted to share in your pain, so I went out and became a W-2 voluntary wage slave. I get to deliver yummy sandwiches to people, and I have a cute little hat, and I get to deliver, she said, why do you want to work here? And I said, you know, my entire life, I've never done anything important, but I think feeding the hungry people of the world is one of the most important things
you can do.
So
where are you working? Where are you working?
I am working at a place where you get sandwiches so fast you'll freak.
I have an idea.
Is that Quiznos or something? What is that?
Of all the sandwich shops, that's your first choice.
I don't know. Subway? All right, Dave, thanks for the call.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Are you a diagnosed psychopath?
Have you seen the movie American Psycho? I was just thinking about this a moment
ago. Years ago. Yeah, I did see that.
Great depiction of what we're talking about on the violent side.
Have you heard of Huey Lewis in the news?
Is that a reference to the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I only seen it once. I don't remember anything about it. I just remember he was a psycho, and that's about it.
Look at the font. The weight of the paper.
But he was actually killing people. He was like the murderous kind of psychopath.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about those as much tonight.
Not necessarily, right. But you could tell there was something different about the wiring of his brain and what his reward system was wired to... motivate him to do things. And the fact of the matter is that people are kind of slaves to their own brain chemistry in a lot of ways, So it's kind of a weird thing where it's like you almost feel for them because that's just how their brains work. That's just how their chemistry works, you know.
The irony of that, just that last sentence that you just said was just almost kind of funny.
Yeah, like, I know.
You feel for them. You feel for the psychopath.
It's not going to be reciprocated, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but.
Exactly.
Hey, let's go back to the calls here and your thoughts. Also, Johnson, you're going to tell us more about how to deal with these guys. So we've talked about how to identify them, which actually was kind of, I mean, there really wasn't a whole lot there. It was like, oh, well, look out for people who are being really nice to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, go with your gut seemed to be kind of the breakdown of how to identify them. But how do you deal with them once you can identify them? We'll get into that here in moments. But we've got Tom on the line in Baltimore, and he's a former cop. I bet you've been around a few sociopaths or psychopaths, Tom.
Peg, I'll tell you, I feel as much sympathy for them in regard to the last comment as I do for a hungry bear or wolf licking its lips in the wild, looking at me for its next meal. And they can be that way. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there are pro-social psychopaths.
Pro-social psychopaths?
Yeah, it's a fairly new term. Back when I was studying psychology, I think they were still in a DSM-3, unrevised, and that takes us way back, but I think they're on 5 or 6 now. At any rate, I read a book not that long ago by a Dr. Fallon. I remember the name because I had a Captain Fallon who was kind of a quirky goof, And this guy is a neuroscientist, and he was studying PET scans of the brain. And they do it apparently for Alzheimer's diagnoses, and they also do it for looking at different patterns of people with mental disorders. And he was looking at people who exhibited signs of a psychopathic nature. And by the way, there's not a form of diagnosis of a psychopath.
There's not?
No, there's not. There are... there's no formal diagnosis, but because it encompasses such a wide range of symptoms, you have psychopathic behavior that fits into various different diagnoses. And also,
there was something earlier.
Sociopathy is also synonymous with psychopathy.
There was something earlier that Johnson mentioned that there was someone who came up with the first test for psychopathy. So it seems like, you know, you could test for it, or maybe there are some that don't, that could pass the test that it doesn't detect.
Oh, well, since my time studying psychology, now they have genetic markers they can look at, and these brain
really?
Scans are amazing. They're very accurate. And this guy, he had gotten scans of his family members for Alzheimer's, the older ones. And he also had this other study of these people with mental disorders that were exhibiting signs of psychopathy. And he got them mixed up on his desk, and he thought, I'm going to have to pull the labels off because it was a double-blind study. And he looked at it. He realized, you know what, I didn't get them mixed up. Somebody in my family has all the signs of a psychopath. And when he finally looked at it more closely, it was him. This is Dr. Found.
This is a libertarian psychologist. I think I've heard of this guy.
Wow. What was his name? Fallon?
Dr. Fallon, I can't remember his first name, and I think he's the one that coined the phrase pro-social psychopath.
But this guy is also a libertarian, right? This guy is a fairly strong, pretty well-known libertarian, this psychologist. I think I know the guy you're talking about.
I'm not
James
sure.
Fallon.
He's kind of a big guy.
I don't know what he looks like. But,
I don't have a picture of him here, but...
They've come up with careers that psychopaths, or people with psychopathic behavior are likely to be involved in. And TV personalities and radio personalities is a big one. What else? Journalists, police officers, clergy, chefs and civil servants, salespeople, lawyers, and politicians. How about that?
Uh-huh.
Yep. This
oh, and lastly, they're immune to the yawning stimuli. So if you yawn and, you know, someone will look at you and yawn back,
usually
do that with someone you know. If they don't have that yawning stimuli, if they don't yawn back, that's a
there
problem.
There you go.
Because there's obviously no emotional mirroring.
No,
so right. So they're not going to be affected by...
That has to do with empathy?
Sure.
Yawning?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it's fascinating. I guess that would you can add that to the short list of how to identify these people if they don't yawn when other people yawn.
It's
the yawning thing even happens intra-species, right? Or intra, because like if Jazzy will yawn, I can yawn, or vice versa. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you will find with emotional mirroring is that people will. They will sort of match your body language if they are kind of like locked in conversation and they are feeling empathy.
Hmm.
So if one person does something with their arms, then maybe they'll do that too.
Well, when Ian asked me about
have I encountered them,
a big thing that you can't know for sure if you have is they're great at mimicking. So if they are really sly and wily, they will mimic what they know is expected. But it's an act. They don't actually feel
so. So they're doing it on purpose instead of it being more of a natural sort of thing.
Which is what I was going to say, is that that's why the yawning is a good test, because it's less likely someone's going to think to mimic a yawn. But somebody who and they teach you mirroring in sales. So in the sales profession, they tell you that you want to mirror the potential client or the prospect. So if you're sitting over a table or over lunch or whatever, and the person's sitting back, you also want to sit back. If the person's leaning forward, you want to lean forward. And so, like, there are people, salespeople specifically, who have learned this tactic, and it's very likely that psychopaths have learned about mirroring.
Thank you. I wonder why salespeople on that list, and you educated me on that.
Well, you know, I've even caught myself, you know, I've been working at CVS as a cashier for a few weeks now, and I've even caught myself, I'll actually talk in a different way
to match the person.
To match whoever it is that comes up to buy whatever it is. And it's a weird thing, you know,
natural.
I catch myself.
But it's not wrong. It's just natural. You're doing that naturally. You're not doing it to take advantage of
the
person.
Right, so I don't think for me I'm trying to get anything out of anybody. I think I'm just trying to talk on their level, you know, try and be where they are as a person. I'm not going to talk to an old lady the same way I'm going to talk to some older dude buying a six-pack of Budweiser,
you know. Exactly. Tom, any other thoughts you want to share? I think it's been a very useful call. Go ahead.
Other than, I think I mentioned that sociopathy is synonymous with psychopathy. A lot of people want to differentiate the two, but they're really one and the same. And again, they encompass such a wide range of diagnoses in the DSM that they're not actually a formal diagnosis in and of themselves.
Well, I mean, psychology is a very interesting science because it's not really something that's so easy to always scientifically prove right down to the atom, you know. We're talking about personalities, which is pretty, I mean, I don't know if you disagree with me or not, Johnson, but it seems to me like, you know, psychology is one of those things where some people even still consider it a pseudoscience, correct?
I left it because it was so subjective back when I was studying it. And now they're having the test that they can actually really get to do real science with it. But, you know, they used to vote disorders in as DSM. They voted out just on popular belief and public opinion.
Wow. Well, didn't they take Asperger's syndrome out of the latest DSM?
I don't know either.
Good call, man. Thanks for sharing tonight. So, really appreciate it.
I want to make a quick comment here about this James Fallon guy that he brought up, because I think it's very interesting. This UC Irvine neuroscientist who has done a TED Talk on the three ingredients for what makes a murderer. Well, the thing that's also particularly interesting about James Fallon, he would also make an excellent guest, he's spoken, not only has he done TED Talks, but he's also spoken with reason several times, because one of his main areas of study is comparing psychopathic killers and
the politicians.
No, to their opposite, libertarians. He specifically has done talks.
Psychopathic killers opposites are libertarians?
Yeah, he specifically talks about how libertarians are much more peaceful than the average, you know, person who rationalizes, you know, military murder and, you know, political expediency and, you know, voting for
parties. I've seen some pretty angry libertarians.
Sure, but there are a lot of libertarians who are, you know, willing to think outside the box and think outside the system.
855-450-FREE. We'll continue an hour.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.